Good morning, everyone, and thank you, David, for leading our opening worship as you finish off your pair. You didn't wash your hands the second time.
Oh.
So,
Because it's what's in the heart that counts, isn't it?
And welcome to you again. Welcome to you if you're a visitor here this morning. My name's Adrian, and I serve as the pastor here at Oaks Baptist Church. Welcome to you all. And it's a lovely morning this morning because we have the joy of acknowledging Emma Askew's membership amongst us here this morning and to share and to celebrate in that together. A little later we're going to be praying for Emma and giving thanks to God for her and the part that she plays in the life of this church here. But before we do that, Jane's going to just come and share a few words with us. Thank you, Jane.
Okay. Emotional today. Okay, so I wanted to tell you a little bit of Emma's story, and then I realised that Emma's story would take up many volumes, that for such a little person, she has got a huge history. But this week I've been listening to the girls' dedication tape, very old, very crackly, but a lovely reminder of God's faithfulness and answered prayer. So Emma first came into this church 24 years ago, the second weekend in May. She was 8 weeks old and she had just come out of hospital. And it was her very first Sunday in this church and it was her dedication along with Abigail and Heather. And Ian, lovely to see you, Ian, had a cold. So he preached and he preached on Samuel, for this child we have prayed. And Stephen Moore, who was dedicating her, said this. He said, "You're so beautiful," which was very kind, actually, and not entirely true, because Emma weighed 3 pounds and she looked like E.T., and I'm her mum. But then he said, "This one is so, so special. The Lord has something very special for you. You have been brought into this world to bless others." Wow. What a word to have over you at your dedication. And 24 years later, Emma is coming into membership of this church, not through the traditional route of baptism, and with gifts that are quite unique. So Emma cannot read or write, so she won't be able to vote, but she will definitely make her voice heard. She's no source of income, but she's generous with her smiles, her squeals, and her huge welcome. And you'll certainly know that you're special and loved. She'll never make you a cup of tea, please, no, or join a working party, or send you a text to let you know that she's thinking about you. But she will remember your birthday, and she'll make sure that the rest of Huddersfield knows that it's your birthday too, and that we don't forget to sing to you. She'll teach you much patience as you sing Wind a Bobbin for the 100th time, and she'll help you to see the world very differently, perhaps through more trusting and less complicated eyes. She'll never gossip about you. She'll never judge you. She'll never challenge you about your theology. You'll never know if she's pre- or post-millennial or what she thinks of penal substitution. For Emma, faith is summed up like this. You ready? Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Church is the most exciting place to be, and everyone should be invited. The hairdresser, the bus driver, all her friends and carers at Fixby Lodge, everybody. And heaven, at the end of the day, is a great big party where we dance with Jesus and with Dad, and with Grandma and the cat. Not always in that order. Thank you.
Let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for Emma. Thank you that you made her in your image and that we learn so much through her. Thank you that you love Emma and you gave yourself in Jesus for her. And thank you that Emma loves you. Lord, we thank you for the way that Emma leads us in our worship, for every wave of the flag and for every squeal of joy. We thank you for the way that Emma inspires us to share the good news of Jesus with others. We thank you for the way that Emma encourages us to keep on meeting together. How many more sleeps until church? We thank you for the loving family and friends that you have surrounded Emma with. Lord, please bless them and encourage them through Emma. And loving God, thank you that you call us together as a family of your people. Psalm 28 verse 7 says this, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him." Lord, please bless Emma and watch over her and fill her heart with joy in your presence today and forevermore. Amen.